Watcher, it's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Welcome. And we're going to start this week with a fairly newly released Stan Getz number. The liner notes are all but non-existent, but I think this is the very first release of this 1960 concert recording. Stan Getz at the International Jazz Festival Jazz Jamboree 1960, recorded at the National Philharmonic Concert Hall, Warsaw, Poland. That's quite a mouthful. It's October 1960, and Getz is backed by the local Andrzej Truskowski trio. Truskowski on piano, Roman Dailig on bass, and Andrzej Kerujaz on drums. I have, perhaps unrealistically high hopes, that this may be the start of a series of releases of previously unreleased gigs from Poland. It's long been on the map for touring musos, and this is released by the Polish Radio Jazz Archives. This is CD number 01, so here's hoping the series gets into big, big numbers. That was the 1938 song You Go to My Head, written by J. Fred Coots. It was recorded that very same year by Teddy Wilson, with a vocalist called Nan Wynn. No relation. Let's stay live. It's another very quiet recording, so I'll whack the volume up to max. Thank you. Wish I Knew, written by Matt Gordon and Harry Warren, and not to be confused with Billy Taylor's fabulous I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. It's billed as Harry Sweet's Edison and the Golden Horns, and the horns are all Basieites, ex-Basieites. Harry Sweet's himself had a dozen years in the band from 37. Clark Terry was with Basie from 48 to 51 when, as you well know, he left the Count for the Duke. And Frank Wes joined Basie in 53, replacing Lester Young. Sweets and Clark Terry trumpets, Wes tenor, Junior Mance piano, Marcus McLaurin on bass, and Dave Gibson drums, although this was pretty much all Sweets playing, live at the Iridium Club in New York, April 97. It's time for a vocal.
You may be rich, you may be gotta move. You may be high, you may be low, you may be down, no place to go. But when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move, child. You gotta move. When the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. You may be black, you may be white, you may be wrong, you may be right. But when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. Mm-hmm. You gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move, child. You gotta move. The Lord gets ready, you gotta move. And when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move.
This Cassandra Wilson album is called Belly of the Sun, and it's all about the Mississippi Delta, recorded in an old train station in Clarksdale, a small Mississippi town that borders the mighty river. That was You Gotta Move, written by Mississippi Fred McDowell. Actually, that song and one other on the album was recorded in an old boxcar, as the station had been previously booked to host a wedding reception. Cassandra's regular band forsook their instruments and helped out on those atmospheric vocals. Richard Johnson, oh yes, and he also played guitar, having said that. Rhonda Richmond, Kevin Bright and Ciro Baptista, leaving Jeffrey Haynes to bang on a plastic tub. This next one requires some explanation, but I'll save that until after we've heard it. And that was called A Bayou Garden, part of the Tropic Winter Suite, written in 1938 by Robert Nathaniel Dett, one of America's greatest African-American musicians. He was a pianist, composer, teacher, poet, writer, choir leader. Born 1882, died 1943. He got 2 degrees in piano and composition, the first from Oberlin College in 1908, when segregation and racial prejudice made it all but impossible for anyone of African descent to get into a good university. There's a new double CD of his compositions, including 10 of his suites, and all recorded as solo piano pieces by Clipper Erickson in Germany between December 2014 and May 2015. Here's our Ellingtonia slot. George Ween introduces the song.
Norris Turney, we're going to ask you to play another Ellington tune called I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So. All right?
Thank you.
just a lucky so-and-so.
George Wein founded the world-famous Newport Jazz Festival and for some years, off and on, ran a varying group called the Newport Jazz Festival All-Stars. Wein's main job was as a promoter and producer. Jazz impresario was the term he preferred. The All-Stars toured, rather like a latter-day Jazz at the Philharmonic. This is April 89 in Bern, Switzerland. They normally toured in the spring. The group usually had two Ellingtonians in the band, Norris Turney, 69 to 73, who soloed on alto on the Ellington compo I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, and Ricky Ford, tenor. He Ford replaced Harold Ashby, another Ellingtonian, and half the band's programme at this concert were Ellington-related songs. Scott Hamilton, also tenor, Gray Sargent guitar, Warren Vacher cornet, Wein himself on piano, Eddie Jones bass and Oliver Jackson drums. Ricky Ford, I should add for clarification, joined the Ellington band after the Duke's death, when the band was run by Mercer. Next, So Many Stars.
Thank you.
so many stars. Can you have too many stars? Played here in August 2005 in Union City, New Jersey by Mimi Fox on acoustic guitar. She'd been voted a rising star in Downbeat's International Critics Poll for the 3 years up to this recording. Xavier Davis on piano, Harvey S. bass, Billy Hart drums and Michael Gerlitz percussion. Mimi Fox credits the brilliant Joe Pass as her guiding light and inspiration. The album is called Perpetually Hip. It's Zoot Sims next. Thank you. The swing era favourite, 9:20 special from 1941. Why 9:20 rather than 9:30? I don't know. From a late 56 recording session that produced an album called Zoot. And that pretty much tells us all we need to know, as that means it's John Haley Sims, one of the truly great tenor players. He was, if you remember, one of Woody Herman's four brothers. Johnny Williams, piano, Nobby Tota on bass, and Gus Johnson drums. Next, something from an album dedicated to the songs of Michel Legrand. A bonus point for telling me the name of the film this came from. Michel Legrand has written many more great songs than we realise, I think. He's written songs for some 200-plus films and TV shows that we may well remember, plus other songs. So it's very easy for pianist Roger Davidson and bassist David Fink to choose their faves for this New York City 2009 recording session. The one we've just heard was His Eyes, Her Eyes. Do you remember the film of which it was the theme? Yes, the original 1968 Thomas Crown affair. His eyes were those of Steve McQueen, hers Faye Dunaway. We seem to have mentioned Woody Herman several times these last couple of weeks, so we really should hear his music. Scooby Dooby.
Thank you.
billed as Woody Herman's Big New Herd at the Monterey Jazz Festival. That was Scooby Dooby, a song from the long-forgotten film Salmineo in Purgatory. This is the Monterey Jazz Festival of 59. It's a big band, as you heard, so I'll just pick out a few of the bigger names. Victor Feldman, Irby Green, Zoot Sims, yet again, and Woody himself all had solo spots. Charlie Bird, Mel Lewis, Richie Kamuka, and Condi Candoli are also there on this Atlantic LP. And here's yet another live recording. Body and Soul, a classic jazz standard recorded live September 1990 at the Bass Clef, the London jazz club owned and run by bassist Peter Ind. It inevitably but still sadly folded, leaving Ind in huge debt. It was based in the rather odd, in jazz terms, London area of Hoxton. The club lasted 10 years, yet another club born of love and enthusiasm, meeting the real world. Peter Ind was indeed the bassist on Body and Soul. The great American pianist Duke Jordan was very much in the background, and Mark Taylor drums. Let's stay with the string section. Johnny Mercer's Dream, recorded in Dover, New Jersey, in October 98 under the leadership of violinist Miri Ben-Ari, Mark Whitfield guitar, Ohad B keyboards, Boris Kozlov bass, Steve Haas drums, and Valtino Anastasio on percussion. We could, we should, squeeze in two more, if I keep quiet. This is a fave of ours. In the wee small hours of the morning, recorded in, actually I don't know, where or when would you settle for in the UK and recently? That was Georgina Bromilo singing and playing trumpet, supported by a quartet on half of the songs on the album and a big band on the others. The quartet is Andy Schofield, tenor, Richard Weatherall on piano, Aileen Williams, cello and Peter Turner bass. And that just leaves us time for a bit from an album called The Jazz Messengers, subtitled The Legacy of Art Blakey. No, it's not the real thing, but it's the best ever tribute band, recorded at, where else, the Iridium in New York, November 97. We'll hear as much as we can of Benny Golson's Blues March, with the obvious exception of drummer Lewis Nash. All of these guys played with Blakey. Benny Golson himself on tenor, Terence Blanchard trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, Jeff Keyser piano, Peter Washington bass. Blues March. We'll be right back. as ever, I really hope you've enjoyed listening. Certainly enough to rejoin me, Mike Wynne, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.